You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's just a blessing to still be above ground on this morning. We just thank God that we're still here. The blood is still running warm in our veins, and we're still conscious of being alive, and we've been clothed. We put on our clothes this morning in our right mind, and no one had to assist us. So that's a blessing. And if someone did have to assist you, it's still a blessing because you're still here. So that means that you still have time. You still have time to let somebody know that you love them. You still have time to let somebody know that you forgive them. Let somebody know that you were wrong. You're sorry for what you did. Let somebody know that Jesus is still alive and on the throne. He's a living God forever. And he's still blessing. He's still healing. He's still forgiving. He is still saving us as we speak. So there's an opportunity to get it right. We could have failed miserably on yesterday, but this morning when we woke up, new mercies like the dew on the grass, new mercies every morning that we wake up, we have new mercies when we're in Christ. So we have to be mindful of that, and don't take time for granted because it's precious. People are leaving here at an alarming rate, and My heart just goes out to those that don't know the Lord, because I'm grieved in my spirit, because I know that they will spend eternity in a burning hell. And that's not what we want. That's not what the Lord wants. We need to tell them about Jesus. We need to let them know that when you close your eyes and the blood stop flowing and rigor mortis start to set in, it's too late. And you're going to hear me say this over and over again. If you leave him without Jesus, you spend eternity without him. And eternity is a long time to be wrong. We need to get it right while we have a chance. Don't wait till this evening. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. When you hear the word of God come at the end of this program, when you hear that plea for salvation, that prayer of salvation, join in and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Don't wait, because time is precious and we don't know how much time we got. Next 5 minutes, we could be out of here. So we need to get ready and be ready so we don't have to get ready. So, most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We bless you, we magnify you, we lift you up. You're an all-wise God. You see everything. Lord, we just thank you right now for being our God, for being our shield, our buckler, our protection, our light, our salvation. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for another day's journey. We bless you that you've allowed our eyes to be open on this morning. Even if our eyes are not open, we can hear you. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your word going forth this morning with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in this season. Don't do it without us, Lord. We want to be a part of your kingdom plan to lead all the souls to Jesus Christ as we can while we're here, while we're here on this earth. Lord, we just thank you right now for looking over all those that are sick and afflicted, Lord Jesus. Pouring out your healing virtue on them this morning. Lord, somebody been sitting on their bed most of the night, body racking with pain. Lord, we know that you, those stripes on your back make us healed. With those stripes, we are healed, according to Isaiah 53:5. And we're standing on those promises this morning, Lord. Pour out your healing virtue. We believe, Lord. We believe we receive in the name of Jesus. Lord, pour out your peace, your grace, your mercy, Lord, and your comfort on all the bereaved families on this morning. Lord, we know that you don't make no mistakes, Lord. When it's our time, it's our time. Lord, and we just pray that we all be ready. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you right now for doing it in the name of Jesus. Peace and comfort right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just touching everyone under the sound of my voice. Give them an encounter with your Holy Spirit on this morning, because they can't come. If they don't know you, they can't come, Lord, without your Spirit drawing them. Lord, and we ask that you just go into every household, every job, every vehicle, every nook and cranny this morning by your Spirit, Lord, and compel them to come to the throne, come to the foot of the throne, Lord Jesus. We come this morning just seeking your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Lord, asking that you would just forgive us for all of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, Lord. Wash us in the water of your word, Lord God. Cover us in your precious blood. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for special blessing over the owners of this radio station, the men and women and technicians that come in, Lord, and make it happen. Lord, we thank you for those men and women who come, preach, teach, and minister, and sing your songs, Lord God, and pray. We just thank you for them, Lord. Continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision. Lord God, we thank you for strengthening them, propping them up where they're leaning, building them up where they're torn down, Lord. Just encouraging them in their spirit, Lord God. Strengthen them. Lord God, we just thank you this morning for your word, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord God. Think through me. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to read, I'm reading from the King James, but I'm going to read verses 12 through 18. I don't know if we'll make it through all of it, but I had to include all of it. So, and it reads as thus: For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as to you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glorieth in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Excuse me. Thank you. Amen. Amen. For we admit that we are not bold for that. We are not a part of the number. In other words, we're not that foolish to be a part of what you're doing, because we dare not compare ourselves to ourselves and measure ourselves on ourselves, because the word of God is our measure. It's our plumb line. It's our measure of rule. We will fail miserably if we don't have something concrete and foundational as the Word of God and as the finished work on the cross to compare our lives to and to have a rule of thumb, a measure, a guideline. This is our instruction while we're here. So this is how we measure everything, is by the Word of God, because the Word is Christ. Christ is the Word. And he paid the price for us that we might have another opportunity, that we might have several opportunities, that we might be able to measure ourselves and be conformed to his image, because he is the only one that is perfect, and we will never be perfect. We will never get it all right. We're going to fail sometimes, and the Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have fallen short. We all fall short, but we're striving to do better. We're striving to be conformed to his image, to be like Christ, to be Christ-like. We are disciples. We are followers of Christ. That's what a Christian is, to be Christ-like. So we're being conformed, transformed to his image, not of the world. That's what he's saying. We will not, we dare not make ourselves of the number. We're not part of this world. No, we're part of the kingdom of God. So we can't measure ourselves by ourselves, because that is of this world. Because we're born in iniquity, you know? We're born in iniquity, shaped in sin. So we have to be born again. Born again from above. Born of the Spirit. So we can't measure ourselves by ourselves, because we are just glorified mud balls. Our very best is nothing but filthy rags. So we're continuing daily to be transformed, to be conformed to his image, striving to do better, striving to be more godlike, to be made in his image and after his likeness, to be what we've been called to be. And that is Christ-like. So this is what he's telling the church at Corinth. Look, we can't be a part of that number, because y'all know the truth. The truth has been preached to you, teached to you, and you've been established on that firm foundation. And this is what he's telling them. But we will not boast of things without our measure, huh? But according to the measure of the rule which God had distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. And that's what he's saying. I'm not measuring myself by myself, because my best ain't good enough. But we're measuring ourselves as born again believers against the measure of God, what he's commended to us, the work that he's commended to us, what he's given us to do in this earth realm. And he told us to occupy until he come. So we are to be ambassadors. We are to be examples of what Christ has given us to the world. We, on the other hand, will not boast beyond our legitimate province or proper limits. We can't boast in nothing but the Lord. That's all we can boast in, the finished work on the cross. And anything that we do, it is by the working of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God living in us and working through us to accomplish God's plan and purpose for our lives. And that is to lead as many souls to Jesus as we can, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry and the advancement and edification of the kingdom of God. That is our work. That is our measure that we are measured by. That's our rule of thumb. And so we can't boast in anything. In our strength, we can't do nothing. This little mediocre stuff that we do here is temporary. So we're building our hopes on things in the eternal. And we cannot do that. We cannot do the work of the ministry without the help of the Holy Ghost. We need the strength of God, His Spirit working through us, helping us, comforting us, equipping us, bringing to our remembrance everything that God has said. But we will keep within the limits of our commission, which God has allotted us as our measuring line. So that's the measuring line right there. That's the plumb line. That's the plumb line. What God has ordained us to do, what He's called us to do, He's equipped us. He's equipped us with a measure of strength and power through the working of the Holy Ghost. So we have people that we have to reach. And you heard me say this before, that there's certain people that I'm going to reach that you will never be able to reach. And there's certain people that you will reach that I will never be able to reach. So He's given us what we need to complete the task. He's given us everything we need. So we can't be tempted above measure, because He's already given us what we need so we can be able to stand in those temptations, and we can be able to keep on pressing in the face of persecution. When He's given us a measure of faith, a measure of faith. Everyone has a measure of faith, and that's what we're walking by. That's what we're operating by, faith. It's the currency of heaven. It's how we move in this earth realm, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So He's given us a measure of faith to accomplish what He's called us to accomplish, to finish the commission that He's given us. And that was to go to all the nations, and preach and teach, and lead them to Jesus, because He's the only one that can save. He's the only one that can deliver. He's the only one that can heal. He's the only one that have a heaven to put us in. He's the only one that holds our eternity in His hands. He's the one that has the hell to put you in the lake of fire. He's the one. So he knows all. He knows all. For we are not overstepping the limits of our province and stretching beyond our ability to reach, as though we reach not, had no legitimate mission to you, for we were the very first to come even as far as to you with the good news, the gospel of Christ. So we can't go nowhere that God ain't called us to go. We can't go in our own strength. We can't preach, teach, minister. We can't perform these miracles, these signs and wonders in the name of Christ without his Spirit working through us. He gives us the strength to do what we have to do. He gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. He gives us the power through His Spirit working through us to do these things, to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick and they recover, to call those things that be not and they will be, to speak and prophesy into your future. He shows us what is to come. So, and we can't stretch beyond our ability. He's given us a measure of faith. So that our faith grows, but we still have limits and boundaries that He's given us. And there is things that we have to accomplish that He's already set in motion, that He's given us the faith to do it. And our faith will increase so we can do greater works. But He's given us that measure, and He's given us the boundaries within the parameters of this word, because if it don't line up with the word, then it's not God, and it's sin. So for us not to walk in faith, is sin. So we have to walk in faith. If we say we are born again believers, if we say we are Christ-like, we're His disciples, we have to walk by faith. And that's the only way we can accomplish what He's given us to accomplish, is by faith. And we have to trust and believe in Him to give us what we need through the working of His Spirit to accomplish it. So He's going to put the word in our mouth when we get there. In other words, don't be troubled about what you're going to say. If He sent you, He's equipped you. He don't call the equipped. He equipped the called. So He take the least of us, the least likely of us, and He equip us for the call. So He gives us everything we need through the Holy Spirit as He anoints us. He anoints us to do what we've been called to do. He gives us a measure so we can't get outside of God. In other words, we got to stay in Christ. We have to, our strength is in Christ. Our ability to do what he's called us to do is in Christ. And we can't step out of that. That's our boundaries, our limits. It's in Christ. We do not boast, therefore, beyond our proper limit over other men's labors, but we have the hope and confident expectation that as your faith continues to grow, our field among you may be greatly enlarged, still within the limits of our commission. Still in Christ, we do not boast, therefore, beyond our limit. We can't boast of things in the world and boast about things that you're doing and that we do in the natural. We have to boast of things that God has allowed us to do in the supernatural, and in his strength, not in our strength, in his strength. He gives us the power through the moving of the Holy Spirit, the empowering of his Spirit in us to do these things. And we can't boast on doing anything because we can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. And I tell the Holy Spirit every morning, you're my best friend, Holy Spirit. I love you. Lead me, guide me, comfort me, teach me. Give me the ability to do what God has called me to do. Reveal to me who you want me to reach out to today, who I need to pray for, who I need to encourage, who I need to share the gospel with, who I need to lead to Christ. Every day, we need the Holy Spirit. We can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. And I boast in the Lord and the work that he's doing through me, in me, that I'm able to reach others for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. And we definitely not gonna brag and boast on another man's labor. We can't take credit for somebody else's work. Huh? That's plagiarism. We can't take credit for someone else's work. No. We commend them and we encourage them and we give them their credit. So if I use something that someone else has already laid out, then I give them credit for it. I'm just sharing it with you because it's part of the gospel. And it's for the upbuild of the kingdom and edification of the kingdom. But I give them credit for it. I don't take credit for another man's labors. But we have hope and confident expectation that as your faith continues to grow, and that's what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, we're growing in faith. As we meditate on this word and study this word and preach and teach and encourage folk and lead them to Jesus, as we stay in this word, as we feed on the scroll, this sacred document, this sacred word, it is food for our spirit man, our spirit woman. It is food. It nourishes us in the spirit, and we grow, and our faith is being enlarged. Our faith is growing. So we have faith to believe God for more and increase and more souls saved. That's the greater work, more soul, because we have more technology. We can reach more people. We can reach more people with a touch of a button. We can reach people all over the globe with the gospel. So as our faith grows, it should be a greater influence to encourage others to come into the fold. So, and as we grow, Paul is telling them, look, I have hope, great hope, and confident expectation that as your faith continues to grow, our field among you may be greatly enlarged. It's more people going to come into the kingdom. As your faith grows, people are going to see your works and glorify God. They're going to be encouraged by what they see in you. As your faith grows, you're going to be leading more folk into the kingdom. You're going to be telling more people about Jesus. As your faith grows, it's going to, among you, it's going to enlarge greatly. Our boundaries are going to grow with the gospel because of your faith growing. Our faith is going to be growing. Your faith is going to be growing. And the kingdom is going to be enlarged. The territory that we're taking for the kingdom is going to be enlarged. We're going to reach more people in places where the gospel hasn't been preached. We're going to take that kingdom for the Lord. We're going to take that territory. We're going to take it out of the hands of the enemy, out of the hands of the devil, Slewfoot. We're going to snatch him out of the pits of hell with the gospel. The gospel will save their very souls. The engrafted word of God is able to save man's soul. So we're going to enlarge. This territory is going to be enlarged as your faith continues to grow. And as you continually hearing the word, because faith come by hearing, it's continually. You're continually hearing. Your faith is growing. Your faith is growing, and people are being drawn into the kingdom by what you are putting out. The anointing that is coming off of you, the faith that you exhibit, when they see that faith in you, they see you standing through persecution and hardship and death and the good times and the bad times. They see you standing, and you're giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Because it belongs to him. You're not boasting in nothing else. You're boasting in the Lord. You're giving him all the credit because he has done the work. Jesus Christ has done the finished work on the cross. He's laid the way. He's paved the way for us so we can lead others. So we can't keep it to ourselves. The good news of the gospel, we can't hide it under a bushel. Huh? That candle has been lit in us. We got to put it on the hilltop where everybody can see it. Where there'd be people be drawn to it. And that's what he's saying. As your faith continues to grow, the kingdom is going to be enlarged. So that we may even preach the gospel in lands lying beyond you. It's going beyond you. We're going to be able to preach the gospel. Your faith is growing and people are hearing. People are being drawn into the kingdom and the gospel is spreading. And the kingdom is being enlarged. Huh? It is being enlarged beyond you without making a boast of work already done in other men's sphere of activity before we came on the scene. There was folk before Paul, because Paul was persecuting the church. The gospel was being preached way before then. So you can't take credit for that. Only thing we can take credit for is the finished work that Jesus done. And we're going to put our faith, we're going to make a boast in the Lord. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. It is mighty. It is glorious. It is a blessing. So people will see the light that's on us that emanates from Christ. So we have to continue to make our boast in the Lord. Continue to walk by faith. Be encouraged. Be not dismayed, whatever betides you. Keep the faith. Keep loving. Just remember, we're praying for you. We love you. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all times.